This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has vetoed an affordable housing bill that was supported by many fellow Democrats, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A bill passed by the legislature would have given local governments the right of first refusal, basically a better chance to buy certain older apartment buildings when they go up for sale and turn them into affordable housing. But Polis shut it down, saying it would meddle with the market.
It's counterproductive in the sense that when you add delays to buildings being purchased and sold, it can actually lead to providing a disincentive for the construction of new housing stock.
Some Democrats, like the bill sponsors, are focused on subsidized housing with strict rules about rent levels. Polis prefers to accelerate private development to increase supply and try to lower overall housing costs. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
In Congress, Colorado Republican Ken Buck has a bill to address counterfeit prescription pills. It would penalize people caught with equipment to manufacture pills containing fentanyl, methamphetamine, and other illegal substances. It would also direct the Drug Enforcement Agency to increase its efforts against the distribution of counterfeit pills. Denver's Juneteenth Music Festival returned to the city's historic Five Points neighborhood this past weekend. The celebration had a special meaning for Colorado native Brianna Gonzalez, who was working the event.
I have family rooted in Five Points, but I've never actually been a part or experienced Juneteenth Festival itself or the celebration. And so to have family tied but not feel that connected and finally be here and actually on the ground doing this, it's huge.
Denver City government celebrates Juneteenth today. A lot of city offices are closed, so are public libraries, and parking meters are free. There's more Colorado news coming up and more from the story of a worker at a care facility who said she was underpaid.
There's people that might not have a college education or whatever, and they really are just laborers, you know what I mean? That doesn't mean that they shouldn't be paid fairly.
A judge awarded more than $1 million. Her attorneys think it may be the largest sum ever for this kind of case, and there's more later in this hour. This is CPR News.